The Shire folk survived. The war swept over them, and most of them fled into hiding. To the help of the king they sent some archers, who never returned, and others went also to the battle in which Angmar was overthrown, of which more is said in the annals of the south. Afterwards, in the peace that followed, the Shire folk ruled themselves and prospered. They chose a thane to take the place of the king, and were content, though for a long time many still looked for the return of the king. But at last that hope was forgotten, and remained only in the saying, "When the king comes back," used of some good that could not be achieved, or of some evil that could not be amended. The first Shire thane was one Bucca of the Marish, from whom the old Bucks claimed descent. He became thane in 379 of our reckoning. After Arvedui, the North Kingdom ended, for the Dúnedain were now few, and all the peoples of Eriador diminished. Yet the line of the kings was continued by the chieftains of the Dúnedain, of whom Arranoth, son of Arvedui, was the first. Arahael, his son, was fostered in Rivendell, and so were all the sons of the chieftains after him. And there also were kept the heirlooms of their house, the ring of Barahir, the shards of Narsil, the star of Elendil, and the sceptre of Annúminas. The sceptre was the chief mark of royalty in Númenor, the king tells us, and that was also so in Arnor, whose kings wore no crown, but bore a single white gem. The Elendilmere, star of Elendil, bound on their brows with a silver fillet. In speaking of a crown, Bilbo no doubt referred to Gondor. He seems to have become well acquainted with matters concerning Aragorn's line. The sceptre of Númenor is said to have perished with Ar-Pharazôn. That of Annúminas was the silver rod of the lords of Andúnië, and is now perhaps the most ancient work of men's hands preserved in Middle-earth. It was already more than 5,000 years old when Elrond surrendered it to Aragorn. The crown of Gondor was derived from the form of a Númenorean war helm. In the beginning it was indeed a plain helm, and it is said to have been the one that Isildur wore in the Battle of Dagolad, for the helm of Anarion was crushed by the stone cast from Barad-dûr that slew him. But in the days of Altanatar, Alcarin, this was replaced by the jewelled helm that was used in the crowning of Aragorn.